The Daily Racing Podcast from William Hill.
And they're off.
Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcast.
Third festival win and the biggest one today.
Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
And a warm welcome along to the Daily Racing Podcast brought to you by William Hill. You are tuned into Saturday's edition of the podcast. It's a bumper day of racing for us in store on Saturday the 7th of February. We're racing at Newbury, Warwick, Hugh Toxteter, Lingfield in the afternoon. Wolverhampton in the evening. There's also an Irish meeting from Nace, and you'll hear it all live on William Hill Radio with Darren Owen, Mick Norton and Craig Forsyth in the studio. But for now, Sam Norris here, and I'm joined by Craig Forsyth to take a look at some of the action on Saturday. How are you today, Craig? You well?
Yeah, I'm good, thanks, Sam. Yeah, it's all gearing up and looking forward to what should be a really good Saturday's action.
Yeah, absolutely. Not very often we get a Saturday like this so close to Cheltenham.
Yeah, you know, we're starting to run out now of the trials, if you like, in terms of more Cheltenham clues. But, you know, this meeting at Newbury has thrown up a few Cheltenham winners in the past, and it's a very good, big meeting in its own right as well. So, you know, there's a lot to look forward to, the Denman Chase and the Betfair Hurdle, which is always one of the most competitive two-mile handicap hurdles throughout the season. So, really looking forward to it.
Yeah, absolutely. A superb day, and we'll get onto that in due course. Just some of the news to touch on first, making the front page of the paper this morning. Big gamble on Willie Mullins' Alvisio Ville for the Neptune Cup from 20s to 7s overnight. Looks as though he's going to run in the Neptune as opposed to the Supreme, and he's a short price favourite for Leopardstown at Sunday. What did you make of the gamble?
Yeah, well, you know, at the moment, you look at the Neptune market and there's no outstanding candidate. There's no horse that has achieved a level of form that, you know, stands out from the rest. It looks a very open race, as you would expect. But, you know, at this time of year, we usually have a if you like, staying novice that, you know, is a lot shorter in the market. And this horse has only had the one start for Willie Mullins. He was impressive over Christmas at Leopardstown when he won. You know, the second, I think, was rated 125. But he needs to step up a long way on the bare form. You know, he's obviously expected to run well at the weekend at Leopardstown in the Deloitte Hurdle, which has been a good guide for future winners of the Neptune. You know, it's a route Willie Mullins has used in the past. And, of course, it was a route used last year by Vatua, who went on to win the Supreme. So it'll be interesting to see how he gets on Sunday. But at the moment, you know, Willie Mullins, he has a habit of getting it right. You look last year, at this time last year, we didn't know where all the horses was going. The likes of Vatua, his horse that won the Neptune, and of course, the horse that fell in the Alba Bartlett. But there was a gamble around this time of year on all three horses, and they all went to the races they had been gambled on. So take note, you know, the Mullins camp don't make an awful lot of mistakes, and do respect it, but the horse needs to improve on the bare form of his maiden hurdle win.
Yeah, I would say that's fair enough. Might be worth following the money there. Then we'll move on then to take a quick look at Saturday's action. As I mentioned at the top of the podcast, a fantastic day's racing at Newbury and Warwick, and it's Warwick that we're going to start the podcast on with the 205, the Kingmaker Novices Chase, of course, a Grade 2 contest ran over 2 miles. Five of them line up here, including the impressive Vibrato Valtat, and such is Sam Twiston Davis's desire to ride this. I think I'm right in thinking that he's taking a helicopter from Warwick to be at Newbury for the rest of the afternoon. What are his chances in this race?
Yeah, good. I think is the way to describe them, Sam. You look at the five runners. We've got three of them that like to press on: King's Lad, Top Gamble, and Mr. Springsprong. You know, they're likely to set a very strong gallop here. You know, whether King's Lad and Mr. Springsprong can actually keep up with Top Gamble remains to be seen, because he's a big bull jumper. You know, he gains a lot of ground at his fences, and he's been a joy to watch thus far. He's only officially rated 153, so, you know, if he's going to be an Arkle contender, he probably needs to win this again. But because there's a little bit competition there for the lead, it looks like it's going to set the race up for a closer, and he is a very strong travelling type, is Vibrato Valtat. He's only met defeat once over fences so far, and if Sam Twiston Davis could have rode that race again at Cheltenham, I'm sure he would have, because He seemed to give Dunraven Storm just too much rope on that occasion before closing at the finish to go down, only beating the length in three quarters. Since then, you know, he turned around the form with Philip Hobbs' horse and he beat Three Kingdoms at Kempton last time. So he's an exciting horse. He probably didn't reach the heights over hurdles you would expect with previous Arkell winners, but he's improved again over fences, and with the race, looks like sure, like it's definitely going to be run to suit him on Saturday at Warwick. I think he's the one to be with here, Sam.
Okay, fair enough then. Vibrato Velta in that one for Craig in the Kingmaker at Warwick. We'll move on then to some of the races at Newbury on Saturday, and we'll start with the 225 Grade 2 Denman Chase. This one ran over 3 miles, just six of them line up here, but it's a decent looking field. Conigri is the 11-4 market leader at the time of recording. He's won six of his first eight starts. Hublon de Obu is 3-1 second favourite. Union East, one of the favourites of the Grand National, is 100-30. Tacking de Sol 4-1. 13-2 for last year's winner Harry Topper, and Double Ross, the outsider of the six, at 12-1. Just the six of them, Craig, but a decent looking lineup here.
Yeah, it is. Of course, we've got last year's winner Harry Topper, who annihilated his field last year. He beat Alferov by 25 lengths. Mm. And you know, the last three winners of this race have all carried the penalty, so 11-10 wouldn't put me off. He doesn't come into the race this year with the same preparation as 12 months ago. You know, we've seen him in the Argento at Cheltenham when he finished third to the Giant Bolster last year, and he improved on that to come and win here. This time, he's been off since Haydock, since the Betfair Chase, so that is of some concern, but the ground will be very much in his favour. So, certainly wouldn't rule out a repeat bid for Harry Topper with everything in his favour, and Barry Geraghty definitely catches the eye, a real positive jockey booking there. So I think he's one I would have to have on the shortlist, despite pulling up in the Betfair Chase when we last seen him. But you know, the young horse that looks to be improving at a rate of knots is Union East here. He won very well at Sandown last time. The handicap has put him up officially £9 now to a mark of 159, which puts him in the mix here. So you know, I think he is a real nice horse. Paul Nicholls has a great record in the race, and soft ground shouldn't be too much of a problem for him. So I think he's the one they all have to beat. Of the rest, Hublon de Obu, you know, that was a fantastic run at Ascot, carrying a massive weight. Mm. And the only horse that got by him that day was the Young Master. You know, prior to that, he'd finished a very good second in the Hennessy to Many Clouds. And we've seen what he subsequently went on to do at Cheltenham. So, you know, I would expect a decent run from him, although outside of handicap company, he has struggled. He seems better off carrying a big weight in handicaps than running in graded races. So that would be the concern. Connie Gree, who would expect to go at the front, he's an uncomplicated horse. He jumps well. But, you know, despite winning the novice at Kempton, the Felton Chase, he needs to step up a long way on that form here. Taquin du Soil, he will have his ground, but whether he wants heavy ground, soft ground, and a combination of 3 miles remains to be seen. Under these conditions, I think he could be best at a shorter trip, which leaves Union East for me. Harry Topper won for the forecast.
Yep, fair enough then. Union East for Craig in the Denman Chase from Newbury is 130 at the time of recording, and remains the 20-1 joint favourite for the Grand National as well, of course. We'll move on then to the 335 at Newbury, the Betfair Hurdle. This Grade 3 handicap ran over the extended 2 mile trip, and Calypso, the 5-1 favourite here, looks well handicapped, and Paul Nicholls really talking up the horse's chances this morning.
Yeah, you know, we haven't seen an awful lot of the horse. He made his comeback at Cheltenham back in October when finishing behind Tiger Roll. He was a useful juvenile last year, finishing fourth in the Triumph, and then third at, following up for a third at Aintree. He's got an official mark of 1.43, the same as another five-year-old in the race, Actival, and of Harry Fry. And I think Actival, for me, is open to a little bit more progress. Calypso has been fitted with a tongue tie for the first time. He's got good form at the track, twice a winner at Newbury. But, you know, he looked somewhat of a weak finisher. So the tongue tie being fitted for the first time hasn't come as a surprise here, because he doesn't finish off his races for me. And so I would have to be with Actival. You look at the season of 2 mile handicaps, you know, the strongest races. We've got the Great Wood Hurdle that is good form. We've got the Ladbroke. We've got this, the Betfair Hurdle. And then it finishes at Cheltenham with a County Hurdle. You know, and I think that form, usually works out throughout the season. And Actival made his comeback in the Ladbroke at Ascot. He finished a very good third behind Bayan. Of course, Pine Creek was just in front of him. But you look at the way that race was run. Actival was on the front end of a real strong pace throughout and didn't have a preparation coming into the race, where John Ferguson's horse did. You know, Pine Creek had ran in the Great Wood where he finished fifth. So he was coming with race fitness on his side, whereas Actival, who was on the front end of a decent pace, is sure, hopefully, to improve fitness-wise for that run. The handicap has put him up £6. This track should definitely suit. He handles soft ground well. He's very neat and quick over his hurdles. I do like Actival, and he would be my selection for the Betfair hurdle.
Okay, Actival in the Betfair hurdle then for Craig, who's available at 7-1, second favourite behind Calypso, 5-1, to 10-1 for Jolly's Cracked It. Fascina Rustico is 12-1, 12-1 sign of victory, and 14's bar in the Betfair hurdle just, on Saturday.
Just one more to touch on. You know, John Quinn won this with a novice back in 2011, recession proof. And he's got another novice in here. Probably needs to improve a little bit, Chieftain's Choice. But I've been really impressed with him so far. You know, after a good first run over hurdles, where he finished behind the Grey Tailor at Weatherby, that form has been frank throughout the season. He impressed with the way he won at Hexham next time. You know, he beat Central Flame, which doesn't tell the whole story of the race. It's High Time looked to be his main rival when he departed free out on that occasion. But, you know, the way he went about his business again with a penalty at Catterick last time marked him down as an improving type. He's off 134, and on the balance of his form in the north, he probably needs to take another step forward from this kind of mark. But, you know, don't rule it out. They've targeted this race for a long time with Chieftain's Choice. He's sure to be primed for it. And, of course, Connections did win it, as we said, back in 2011. So, at a price, an each-way alternative would be Chieftain's Choice. But I have to stick with a solid Ascot form for me in Actival.
Okay, fair enough. Chieftain's Choice is a 14-1 shot at the moment, so could be worth a play each way there. If you could just remind us, please, then, Craig, of your three best bets for Saturday's action.
Yeah, the Kingmaker novice of Chase, a grade 2 at Warwick, Vibrato Valtat, to creep into things and be produced right on the line by Sam Tustin Davis. And the 2.25 at Newbury, we're going with Union East for Paul Nichols. And in the 3.35 at Newbury, we're going with Actival for Harry Fry and Noel Feely.
Excellent stuff. There we are, then, thoughts of Craig Forsyth ahead of Saturday's action. You can join Craig in the studio for all of the racing on Saturday alongside Darren Owen and Mick Norton. We're racing at Newbury, Warwick, Uttoxeter, Lingfield, Wolverhampton in the evening, and Nace from Ireland as well. So do tune in to William Hill's Racing Radio for all of that on Saturday afternoon. Thanks very much for joining me on the podcast, Craig, and good luck with those selections.
Thanks to you, Sam.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.